It happened again. It, as in the sleepwalking thing? What would that even be called? Like sleepwalking vandalism? Self-interior sleepwalking vandalism expression. I tagged my living room wall. Same word? Uh-huh. Hippie. Why would you tag the word hippie? I know. I hate hippies. You hate hippies. But it's funny because there's things I agree with the hippies. You're starting to agree with the hippies? Well, solar power. I mean, that shouldn't even be hippie. That should be like science fiction come reality. Well, that's a lot of hippie. No, but hippies are back into the woods. Hippies live in tents while they're dreaming of a freeloader society that uses modern technology that's totally harmonious with the earth. Right. That's what I agree with, except for the living in tents. Although, I do go camping for at least 2 weeks every year. So, there's a part of you that's hippie. There's a part of me that's hippie. And perhaps another part of you that really despises that you're hippie. We need a new word. It shouldn't be hippie. It should be yuppie. No. It should be... futurist. Futurist. Okay. A futurist. Instead of hippie. So maybe if you beat the sleepwalking vandal and tag your own house with the word futurist, maybe, you know, because in waking life, it's a diss to tag somebody else's tag. So if you tag that just the shit out of your house, dude, that is asking a lot. Man, I would get green neon spray paint and just write futurist. Like, I'm talking in block letters that take up the entire wall. And then, you know what? Then it doesn't matter if you spray paint hippie here and there because you've already fucked up all the walls. What good would that do? Well, it would at least alleviate some stress. Like every time you wake up, it's like, man, he just did, my subconscious just defaced my property and I got to pay for that. And, you know, but at some point you could look at his art like, oh, wow, I did another installation. Are you sure it's you, though? Dude, I wake up and there's paint on my fingers. It's the same color as the new fresh graffiti. But you sleep right through it. I sleep like a baby rock. Man, what I would give for that sleep. I know. Any evidence of other things? I think I've taken a couple of showers. Showers! Huh. Seems like I prefer cold showers in the middle of the night, which is crazy because I only do hot showers. Any dietary habits? I eat a lot of nuts. Nuts. You take showers, perform graffiti in your own house, and you eat a lot of nuts. Yeah. There's this one nut. I don't know what it's called, but it's like kind of a big nut and it's smooth. I got to find this nut, man. I've been it's like I'm craving. It's like I have this soulmate nut out there. A soulmate nut. And it's crazy because, like, I make this, I've had dreams of making this, like, tuna fish recipe, but it's not tuna fish. It's actually a nut that I soaked in water. You're making tuna fish salad out of nuts. Yeah. And then I ferment it so it gets this fishy taste. What do you mean you ferment it? I leave it on the counter for a couple of days. See, in your dreams, you'll be fermenting something for a couple of days. Dude, I think it's a reoccurring dream. But why would you spray paint hippie inside your house? And then you might want to consider getting a handwriting analysis of the word hippie, because is that alter ego spiteful? Or is it actually encouraging? Like my alter ego wants me to be a hippie. Uh-huh. Man, I just think that that wouldn't be a tag on the living room wall. That would be more like a kind of a Bob Ross type painting of Yosemite National Park. You'd think. But then again, you like hot showers.